This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The nation has celebrated its 79th Independence Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi exhorted countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi products.
Ab mil kar ke vocal for local mantra ko har nagrik ke jeevan ka mantra banaye. भारत में बनी हुई भारत के नागरिकों के पसीने से बनी हुई वो चीजें जिसमें भारत की मिट्टी की महक हो और जो भारत के आत्मनिर्भर के संकल्प को ताकत देता हो हम उसी को खरीदेंगे हम उसी का उपयोग करेंगे ये हमारा सामूहिक संकल्प हो देखते ही देखते हम दुनिया बदल देंगे.
The Prime Minister announced various initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy, deep water exploration, along with next generation GST reforms. To create a powerful weaponry system to thwart any attempt by enemies, the Prime Minister announced that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra. The Prime Minister pointed out that a large share of India's budget still goes toward importing petrol, diesel and gas. He announced the launch of the National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansion in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power. Along with this, the Prime Minister highlighted India's focus on expanding nuclear energy through private sector participation. Prime Minister Modi announced the launch of a high-power demography mission. The Prime Minister said the 21st century is a technology-driven century and nation which masters technology scales the heights of development. He said government has advanced the work on semiconductors in mission mode. The Prime Minister announced the rollout of PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country. The Prime Minister saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of the country's armed forces. He said it was a demonstration of India's defense self-reliance in proving that national security cannot rely on foreign dependence. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Waters Treaty was unjust. Celebrating the remarkable achievements of Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla, who has returned from the International Space Station, the Prime Minister announced ambitious plans for India's very own space station, signalling a new era of indigenous space capabilities. The Prime Minister also interacted with special guests invited for the occasion and school students. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked world leaders for their warm greetings on India's Independence Day. In a social media post, President Murmu thanked Israel President Isaac Herzog and Maldives President Dr. Mohammad Moizu for their warm wishes. Prime Minister Modi also thanked France President Emmanuel Macron, Bhutan Prime Minister Sherin Tokbe, Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Navin Ramgoolam and Maldives President Dr. Mohammad Moizu for their greetings on the occasion of India's 79th Independence Day. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are continuing in Chishauti village of Paddar subdivision in Kishtwar district, which was hit by a massive cloudburst on Thursday. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah announced that the death toll in the calamity has risen to 60, while over 100 people are injured. He said efforts are underway to trace the missing persons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah to take stock of the situation. President Draupadi Murmu extended warm greetings and wished Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. US President Donald Trump landed at the Ellendorf Air Base in Anchorage, Alaska to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin has also arrived in Anchorage. US President Donald Trump greeted Russian President Vladimir Putin at the joint base Ellendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska. The talks will focus on exploring ways to end the Russian-Ukraine war, including ceasefire arrangements, prisoner exchange, arms control measures, and possible economic or security guarantees. South Korea's Foreign Minister Cho Hyun arrives in New Delhi on his maiden two-day visit to India, during which he is scheduled to attend a number of key engagements and besides holding bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.